Yes, greetings one and all. I am happy today for the goodness of the Lord. And I want to appreciate those who are listening and even those who are testifying, the brothers who are testifying the goodness of the Lord. I also want to thank God for this opportunity that He has given me to testify of His goodness. I am Brother William Ekal and I'm from LC and Nairobi, Toro. And I'm also blessed to have Pastor Ben Achute as my pastor. I want us to go straight to the Word of God. I'm going to read from two portions of Scripture. But before, let's just bow down our heads and have a word of prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, I come before Your presence. Father, I know that You are our everything, our all in all, Jesus. Lord, without You, where would we be? We'd be lost in the world. Father, Lord, I'm here. May You look in my heart, Jesus. If there is anything that is contrary in my heart, Lord, take it away from me. Lord, I welcome You. May I disappear and You appear, Jesus Christ. Father, when we look back, Jesus Christ, You picked us out of nowhere. And Lord, You brought our feet on the rock to stay. The Lord, we are anchored on You today as the rock of ages. And there is nothing that can shake us, Lord God, because we are under a canopy of life, Jesus Christ. Lord, I thank You. Lord, for You bought us with Your own precious blood. It is love that drove You at the cross, that You died for us and paid a price for us. And today we live to give You the glory. Father, You had a love that is so great, a love that is so deep, that nothing go under it. The love that is so high, nothing go over it. The love that is so wide, nothing can go round under it, Jesus. What kind of love? The love that can drain the ocean. The love that can make Lord Jesus Christ, the lame walk, the blind see, the dumb talk, Jesus Christ. The love that is so great, Lord. What's failed me to talk about that love? Father, today I welcome You to come and speak. Anoint the hearts of the hearers. I pray and believe in Jesus' name. Amen. May He bless you in the word, God, that we're going to read. Father, glory be back to Thee. In Jesus' name, amen. I'm going to read from two portions of Scripture. I'm starting from the book of Romans 13:11 to 14. The Bible says, "And that knowing the time, that now it is high time to awake out of sleep. For now is our salvation nearer than when we believed. The night is fast spent, the day is at hand. Let us therefore cast off the works of darkness, and let us put on the armor of light. Let us walk honestly as in the day, not in rioting and drunkenness, not in chambering and wantonness, not in strife and envy, but put ye on the Lord Jesus Christ, and make not provision for the flesh to fulfill the lust thereof." And then I'm reading from 1 Corinthians 13. The Bible says that, "Though I speak with the tongues of men and angels, and have not charity, I am become as a sounding brass or a tinkling cymbal. And though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have all the faith so that I could remove mountains, and have no charity, I am nothing. And though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned, and have no charity, it profited me nothing. Charity suffereth long and is kind. Charity envieth not, charity vaunteth not itself, is not puffed up, doth not behave itself unseemingly, not herself, hallelujah, seeketh not her own, is not easily provoked, thinketh no evil, rejoiceth not in iniquity, but rejoiceth in the truth, beareth all things, believeth all things, and hopeth all things, endureth all things. Charity never faileth. But whether there be prophecies, they shall fail. Whether there be tongues, they shall cease. Whether there be knowledge, it shall vanish away. For we know in part, and we prophesy in part. But when that which is perfect is come, then that which is in part shall be done away with." Praise the Lord. When I was a child, I spoke as a child, I understood as a child, I thought as a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things. For now we see through a glass darkly. Praise the Lord. But then face to face, now I know in part. But then shall I know, even as also I am known. And now abideth faith, hope, charity. These three. But the greatest of these is charity. Praise the Lord. Charity never faileth. My title is Charity Never Faileth. And then the inspiration is, now is our salvation nearer than when we believed. Praise the Lord. Charity is love. And love is charity. Charity never faileth. Whether there be prophecies, tongues, gifts and callings and so on, they shall all fail. Time will come and they will all go away. But love will always stay. That is charity. It can never fail. Praise Jesus Christ. That's why we ought to love one another. Because God so loved the world that he gave us his only son. That we should have eternal life. Who are we not to love one another if God himself came and gave in his own life for us? That we can live today. It's so we ought to love one another too. That's why I want to tell you that when someone says evil about you, say something good about them. If you can't say something good about them, then don't say nothing. Just let it go. And then you go, when you go your way, praise the Lord, to yourself, pray for them. On that day at Calvary, the prophet said, Jesus never lived for himself. His life was spent for others. That's perfectly eternal life. When you say you go to church and you do good things, that's fine. But when you live your life to yourself, you have an eternal life. Eternal life is living for others. It proved it when he came on the Lamb of God. He lived and had eternal life because he didn't live for himself. Praise the Lord. But he lived for others. And you receive eternal life by receiving that day at Calvary. You don't live for yourself. You receive, hallelujah, that life by you live for others. When you live for others, that means your life is in you. The prophet said that the hottest boiling thing there is to boil sin out of you, out of your life, is love. And if you can't love one another, how are you going to love God who you haven't even seen? Love hides a multitude of sins. Get in love with one another. Praise the Lord. Get in love with God. Then you love everyone. You love one another. Praise the Lord. Then you will love the church. You will love the cause. You will love everything. That's godly. And you will keep away from the things of the world. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. In adoption, the prophet say that, thus saith the Lord, it will take perfect love to put you in that place. For that's all there was in the beginning. Praise the Lord. No matter how many, how much religious demonstrations you've done, how many good deeds you've done, or whatever you've done, praise the Lord, that won't count nothing on that day. It will take perfect love. Praise the Lord. So whatever you do, praise the Lord, you lay aside everything else until you are just so filled with love. Praise the Lord. The love of God till you can love those who hate you. And he said, all his makeup is grace. And there is a saying that people like saying that you scratch my back and I'll scratch your back too. Praise the Lord. You do this for me. You did good for me and I'll do good for you too. Praise the Lord. That's not grace. Grace is if your back is itching, I'll scratch it anyhow. Praise the Lord. Whether you scratch mine or not, you slap me on the face and say my back is itching. Praise the Lord. Scratch my back, I'll scratch it. Praise the Lord. That's grace. Hallelujah. Is doing something for someone. Praise the Lord. You may say that you don't believe in works. I believe that works is love. Works is the manifestation that grace has taken place. The prophets say that he does not live true to his wife because if he didn't, his wife would divorce him. Praise the Lord. He lived true to his wife because he loved her. Praise the Lord. And I don't preach the gospel because I think I would go to hell if I didn't. Praise the Lord. I preach the gospel because I love him. Certainly. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. When you are riled up, praise the Lord. Rile not back. Praise the Lord. Let him be your example. When they said, if thou be the Son of God, turn these stones into bread, he could have done it. and sure he was God indeed, but he had temperance. When they called him Beelzebub, he said, Father, forgive them. Praise the Lord. Is that right? They pulled handful of beards out of his face and spat on his face and said, come down off the cross. He said, Father, forgive them. They don't even know what they are doing. That was God who had all power in heaven and on earth. Let me tell you, if you still blow, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If you still blow up and suss and fuse and stew, praise the Lord, and carry on. Hallelujah, you ain't got that life of Christ in you. You can't add that behavior into it. But when you can rally with the sweetness from your heart, praise the Lord, forgive every man, hold your peace, let it be gone, then watch and see. It will vulcanize, praise the Lord. You can add that to your faith, virtue, knowledge, temperance, godliness, patience, brotherly kindness, praise the Lord, then charity, the love of God, in the stature of a perfect man. The prophets say that love is something you can't pretend to have it. However much you try to impersonate it, one day it will show out its true colors. I want to speak to you now. Live for that man who hates you. Live for that person who would kill you. If they could, that's what they done to him. Hallelujah. They killed him and he died that he might save them. That's eternal life. When that's in your bosom, you are facing heaven then. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Then heaven is right there for you. Praise Jesus Christ. You sacrifice your own things. Give them up like sheep gives its wool. You look on to Calvary. Today you find we have got a wrong perception of power. Power is overcoming, returning good for evil. That's real power that can love your enemies, do good for those that hate you, do good for those that do evil to you. That's real power. That's God's power. Power that the Bible talks of. After that, the Holy Ghost has come upon you. You shall receive power. Praise the Lord. Yes, maniacs can break chains, but it takes a real man to return good for evil from his heart, not because of religious duties, hallelujah, as many may think, but from his heart, hallelujah, praise be to God. Brother Branham said, in the Christ is the mystery of God revealed, love one another above everything. Don't listen to the devil, no matter what the devil tries to say. Now you are all one great big sweet group, praise the Lord. Now, but remember my warning. Satan won't let that stay right there. No, sir, he will shoot everything. If he has to bring somebody in to make a target, he will bring some critic or unbeliever, praise the Lord, in. Set him down and cause him to fellowship with you under the quietness and things. Then he will shoot that guy with some kind of a poison stuff and he will start through the church with it. Don't you take sides with it. Don't you have nothing to do with it. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. You stay right, loving and sweet and kind to one another. Pray for that man that he will be saved too. Or that woman, either who it is. Praise the Lord. Just pray for him. Pray for them and stick one with another. And stay with your pastor. See, he's the shepherd and you give respect to him. Praise the Lord. Respect him. He will lead you through. Because he's ordained of God to do so. Now, do you remember that, praise the Lord, the enemy will come, and when he does, just cling that much closer together, and the one that the devil is using for an enemy will either get out of the church or come in and be one of you. That's all. The prophets say that they don't never clan among one another. Or talk, make yourselves clannish. We are one. Praise the Lord. I couldn't say, left hand, I am mad at you. I am going to take you away because you are not a right hand. He's my left hand. I want him to stay right there. Even the little tips of my finger, I want them to stay right there. Every little part of my body, stay right there. Praise the Lord. So we are one body of Christ. Praise the Lord. And God wants us as a body of believers to stay right together, exactly one another, right with one another. Now we have heard of this discipline, how we have to go to church together and sit in heavenly places. You can't stay at home if God is in your heart. Praise the Lord. You can't hardly wait for them doors to open out yonder to get in the church to fellowship with your brothers and sisters. If you don't feel that way, then I tell you, it's time you got into praying. Start praying because things are wrong. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh my. Because we are in the last days where the Bible exalted us too much more as we see that the day approaching. So we ought to love one another with Christian love and divine love, to assemble ourselves together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus and love one another. This will all men know that you are my disciples when you love one another. Praise the Lord. If there is a brother you think, praise the Lord, is a little wrong, or the sister, say, Lord, don't let me have any kind of bitterness spring up of me. Praise the Lord. Because it will affect him and it will take the Christ right out of my life. That poison acid of malice and jealousy and hatred, that will just take the Holy Spirit right away from you. It will run him from the tabernacle. Praise the Lord. It will kill the Spirit of God or drive it away from the church. Praise the Lord. And even hurt your pastor. It will do everything. See, don't you do that. Praise the Lord. You ought to love one another because love is the greatest power there is. There was once a story told of a lady. This lady had a child, and the house was burning with fire and people were gathered outside there. But this lady, because of love that drove her, love made this lady to go in this burning house and wrapped herself with a cloth, and she picked her baby who was laying in there and covered the baby with the cloth she had wrapped herself. Praise the Lord. And this lady ran outside with this baby, but the fire burned her and she lost her shape. Praise the Lord. But this child grew up and she was taken in some big school, nice school. But the child in this school came, and what time came for them to have holidays, and the bus brought her back. But this lady, this child here, with her friends around, the friends looked at the mother and started mocking her, saying, look at that lady, how she looks funny. And the girl said, oh yes, she looks funny. But this man, the even child, said that I don't know her. Then the conductor who was there said, you silly girl, how could you say such a thing? Your mother, yet she gave in her own life for you that you can live, and today you are alive and you're criticizing her. Praise the Lord. My brother and sister, we are of that kind. We have reached an extent when Christ gave his own life for us, and today we have failed to see that in the face of the things of this world, the good things of this world that are so called good, but yet it's all death. Praise the Lord. The love of the world is all death. Praise the Lord. And the Bible says every man who loves the world doesn't even have Christ in him. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We, in the face of these things of the world, we look at Christ, we forget that he died for us. Praise the Lord. But my brother and sister, let's open up our eyes and see. Praise the Lord. Because if you gain this world, praise the Lord, what will you give in exchange for your life? Praise the Lord. If you gain this world and lose your own soul, what will it benefit you? Praise Jesus Christ. Love one another. The love of God. Praise the Lord. Let's love God. Praise Jesus Christ. Love his word and live for his word. Praise Jesus Christ. Because if you live for his word, you won't break even one word of his. Praise Jesus. He was so simple to an extent that he came down and became the lowest that we can be. Ah, praise Jesus Christ. That he can lift us. Praise Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. He loved everybody. He loved his enemies. He loved everybody who hated him. And that same love, he said, let's love one another. Praise the Lord. That same love, we have to love God. Praise Jesus. Because he gave in his own life for us that we can live. Who are we not to love one another? If Christ is in us, then we can walk in the street that the people shall see Jesus walking. Christ, we shall talk words and people see Christ talking. We shall do things. People will not see a man, but they will see Jesus. And they will say, I want to see this God. I want to know about this God. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Because he is the same today as he has always been. Hallelujah. He has never changed. And he said, whatever we ask in John 14:14, if we ask anything, he shall give it unto us. And the Bible says in Hebrews 13:8 that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He has never changed. Hallelujah. He will give you the desire of your heart, my brother, my sister. Praise the Lord. Just seek for it. Seek for Him day and night, and He will grant you the desire of your heart. Don't rest, praise the Lord, until you reach the end of this race. Run this race with all and guard it with all that you can. May God really bless you. God, I thank you for this time. May bless all your children that have heard thy word. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
God bless you, saints, and God bless you, saints, and good evening to one and all. Welcome once again to this youth's podcast. And before we begin, let's humble ourselves for a word of prayer. Dear precious Heavenly Father, we thank you for your grace and mercy, and here is another opportunity to read from your word and speak a few things behind it. Lord, in this small way, may you take these words and edify and bless us out here, Lord. Bless the believers who will be listening, Lord. And Father, there could be some who have needs, O God. May you meet them at their points of need. We thank you. We give you glory and honor. In Jesus' name, Lord, we pray and believe. Amen. So if you have your Bibles this evening, we shall read from one portion of Scripture. And that is Revelation 22 from verse 17 says, "And the Spirit and the Bride say, Come. And let him that heareth say, Come. And let him that is athirst come. And whosoever will, let him take the water of life freely." Glory be to the name of the Lord. May God add a blessing the reading of his word. So tonight for a title, "The Spirit and the Bride say, Come." Praise God. Question: why did God choose you out of the millions in the world? Why did He pick you out? Because God has a purpose for you. Praise be the name of the Lord. God don't make mistakes. He has a special purpose for you. That's why He picked you out and set you aside for that purpose. You might be the only one from your family or the only one from your village or town, but He picked you for a purpose. Glory be the name of the Lord. And until that purpose is fulfilled, nothing will shake you. Not even death can take your life until that purpose why God put you here is fulfilled. Glory be to God. So don't be shaken. Don't be worried. That sickness will take your life. You cannot be held down by sickness. God might have placed you there that you might draw closer to Him, but that's not your station. Praise God. And don't look at your flesh. Put your eyes on Jesus. Don't focus on your mistake. God chose Jacob even before he was born. While in the mother's womb, He chose Jacob over Esau. And God knew that Jacob was going to make some mistakes along the way. He knew that Jacob would lie to his father, but God chose him anyway, because God had a purpose for Jacob. Praise God. And God knew what He placed inside of Jacob was fit for his purpose. Hallelujah. Praise be the name of the Lord. And let me take you more faith to trust God and thank Him for choosing you. Praise be the name of the Lord. We see Peter, who denied Jesus 3 times. God, glory be in the name of the Lord, because the purpose of God cannot fail. Hallelujah. Praise be to the name of the Lord. So it is not about you. It's about God's purpose. And that purpose cannot fail. Hallelujah. Praise be to God. That's why you cannot fail. You might have made some mistakes along the way. You may pass through the chastening, but that is to bring you to that perfect place where God can use you, where His purpose can be fulfilled in your life. We see Moses, he killed the Egyptian in such a time as this to stand for his word, to manifest the promises that have been laying down in the scriptures. It is such a glorious time to serve the Lord, to be saved, to be a Christian. Hallelujah. because this is the time that the saints of old long to see. Daniel longed to see these days, but the angel told him, shut thou up the vision, for it shall be for many days. Hallelujah. So we ought to thank God for choosing us to be part of the bride in this age. We ought to give him praise at all times, regardless of the circumstances. Praise be the name of the Lord. And remember, the trials will come, the testings will come, but stand your ground. Stand your ground, my brother, because there is a promised reward to the overcomers. Because the Bible says in Revelation chapter 3, it says, to him that overcometh, will I grant him to sit with me in my throne, even as I also overcame and am set down with my Father in his throne. So stand your ground, brother and sister, and remember, you're not alone in this battle, because he promised that he will never leave you nor forsake you. He said, lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the world. Glory be the name of the Lord. And the Bible says that the trial of your faith worketh patience. And James added and said, my brethren, count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptations, knowing this, that the trial of your faith worketh patience. And let patience have her perfect work, that you may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. And God wants to make you complete, perfect, entirely lacking nothing. He's taking you through the purging, refiner's fire, the process of purifying gold. Praise be the name of the Lord. And remember, God promised you that he will never leave you. He will be with you, even in you, till the end of the world. So don't be afraid. He's always with you there. When you're going through those tough times, he's there with you. When you're going through those stressions, God is there with you, because he promised he will never leave you nor forsake you. Thank God. Praise be the name of the Lord. You might not see him, but he's always with you there. When you're going through the fire, he is there with you. Through the tough times, he is there with you. He is there all the times. Praise be the name of the Lord. And he promised his grace will be sufficient. Hallelujah. It reminds me of this song, that when your tests and trials, they seem to put you down, remember there is a friend in Jesus who will wipe your tears away. So friend, don't be discouraged and don't be afraid. If your heart is broken, just lift your hands and say, I know that I can make it. I know that I can stand. No matter what comes my way, my life is in your hand. Praise be the name of the Lord. I would encourage you this evening, put your life in his hand.